The governor wants to use a windfall of $6 million from part of the state's gas tax to pay for the help. He would expand the state's low-income heating assistance to cover families of four with incomes of up to $40,000. Right now, only families with incomes of up to $29,000 qualify. Doyle called a special session for Tuesday morning to deal with the issue, although only Democratic lawmakers showed up. Still, the legislature's budget panel discussed the plan. Nina Republican Dean Coffert co-chairs the committee.
We are moving forward. The Republicans, the Democrats, the governor. Whether this is done today, whether it's done next week, no one is getting their heating turned off.
What concerns some Republicans is whether the state is spending this money on the wrong group of residents. They say that under Doyle's proposal, a state lawmaker's family could theoretically qualify for home heating aid. Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald says maybe the money should be used to help out those in absolute poverty instead. The governor says he's open to negotiations, but says his plan as it stands now helps out families who are otherwise on their own.
Obviously, I'm going to help whoever I can help here, but I don't think going to 40 is being in any way overly generous. It's really helping families that are really struggling to try to make ends meet right now.
Doyle says he expects lawmakers to take up the issue when the full Senate and Assembly reconvene next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.